Yo. What's good, everybody? It's your boy Teddy Beat Black Man. Obviously, there's a lot of viral videos going around making the waves and whatnot. So I'm gonna go ahead and put my two cents in on the situation. Obviously, I wanted to do a phone video, but phone videos acting kind of messed up right now. So I just had to do a quick audio to just adjust the whole Gunu funeral situation. A lot of people, tons of people have been chiming in on the video that went viral of him being posted up at a Bliss nightclub in DC while other people were clubbing and, you know, partying and dancing and whatnot. And first and foremost, I just want to say rest in peace to Gunu. Gone way too soon. 24 years old, man. So sad to see him go. Super iconic person from the DMV area. My area specifically in Forestville, Maryland. Same street and everything, but won't even get into all of that. So, my take on it is, I was cool with it, you know. Obviously, I can't confirm it was one of his last wishes. His family knew that, he knew that. I will say, I believe the last wish was more specifically, he wanted to just be posted in a club. I don't think he really liked Bliss nightclub, you know, me just nitpicking, but that's the problem that I really only had with the video. Also, due to unforeseen circumstances, the 64 chain is visibly missing, and that just doesn't look right, because you see him, you see that 64, you know what I mean? But that's not his fault, or the family's fault. Yeah, so they had his body posted to a wall that was on stage. Family was on stage, some friends was on stage, and there's a bunch of people in the crowd. I can't confirm that this was his funeral, y'all. So y'all have to understand, this wasn't a regular night at Bliss nightclub where it's just like everybody in attendance who came that night didn't know that they were gonna see a body posted on stage. No, they rented off Bliss for a night, not even the night, but just the evening. I believe it was 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. And everybody that's in attendance outside of, I think, security guards and the DJ knew that his body would be in the building. Obviously, people might not have knew his body would be, like, not in a casket, but this was his funeral. If you were anywhere close to the situation, close to the city of Forestville, close to the family, close to friends, you would have seen endless flyers going around billing this as his last show / funeral. I kind of think that, you know, just for the sake of shock value and just for the sake of this not being something normal that's in the black community. I see it all the time in, like, Mexican / Spanish communities, this type of thing with the body or whatnot. I'm not a huge fan of it, but his last wish is his last wish. You know what I mean? And we can't do nothing but respect that. I respect him, so I respect that as a term about for that situation. You know what I'm saying? Now, obviously, it could be a little cringe to see a dead body. And I think that's the overall problem is, you know, death is really like, it strikes fear in a lot of people. And I'm a part of that as well. I think the only thing that's keeping it like me mellow in this situation is like, you know, at the end of the day, no matter what, like, that's little bro. You know what I'm saying? And if it was like a stranger, I'd probably been up in arms too. If I didn't know like the details, I'd have been up in arms too. But when you know, like, you know what's going on, it really was just, you know, outside of being a dead body on stage, it really was just out of the norm. Obviously, nobody was supposed to be taking videos and pictures anyway, but I understand like the spectacle that Gunu is, so you know people were gonna, you know, do their thing with that. Other than that, man, he's gone viral, and obviously, he has some unreleased music that's starting to flow out. Dropped a new song and video the same day as the funeral or party, whichever one you want to refer to it as, called Back in the Mix. And dope song, man. He definitely was ready to get back to doing this thing. Hopefully, well, we're going to have more music from him dropping, but hopefully we have like at least one last little visual or that he recorded pre-hand before his untimely demise. And obviously we hope that justice is served for his family's sake and for everybody around here who looked up to him, knew him, you know, just overall supported the guy, you know what I mean? Good dude. So that's my take on the whole situation. I ain't gonna hold y'all. It's just a little 5-6 minute. You know, when it comes to him, I don't like to speak too much on it because it's still, you know, it's kind of emotional. Gets me kind of like teary eyed and riled up. So I just try to tough through it and do like a quick little something something. And then, you know, just let the people speculate, man. It ain't for everybody to like. It's not for everybody to understand. It ain't for everybody to grasp or love the idea. Like, this, it's not for y'all. You know what I'm saying? It's for family. It's for Forestville. It's for Hillmar. It's for Walters Lane. It's for Forest Creek. You know what I'm saying? And so, even I see a lot of people, like, from this general area that's, like, down talking it. And it's like, yo, you know, it's not for you then. If you don't like it, then just, you know, I get you want to chime in on it because it is a hot topic. Obviously, I'm chiming in on it now, but it's like, yo, that's bro last wishes. Let it be his last wishes just because of something different. And it is a perfect testament to how, like, anything different out of the unordinary just gets so frowned upon so fast. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, in different situations that's non-life and death, people will probably do it in a more quieter way, but because this is it, Gunu's cool to talk about right now, people going to go out, you know, there's a lot of people saying negative things about it, so it makes other people feel comfortable with spewing that negativity. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you feel good in numbers. You know what I'm saying? So that's just how I look at the situation. At the end of the day, the family's going to do what the family has to do, and it's going to do, and what helps bring them peace, and how they view their son, and how they should celebrate their son's life. It's for none of us to even care about, except for you're either going to support or not. It ends right there. I'm choosing to support, obviously. So that's it. This is your boy Teddy B. Black. Let me know what y'all think in the comments, though. I'm really interested to see, like, what everybody's take on it was. So yeah, this is Teddy B. Blackman, and I'm out.